Welcome back, ladies and gents. Second half of the show, and thank you so much for still for hanging with us tonight. We're doing an all-jazz show tonight, and things are going to get woolier and bullier as the night goes on, and certainly that has been no exception. Had some great cuts from Mingus, Greg Osby, and lastly there, in that last set of music, continuing our autobiographical trip, which we're going to get off here momentarily. We also had another early jazz discovery for this DJ, Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, off a different record than whatever LP I picked up back in the day, but that was the title track from his Night in Tunisia LP. Started the set out with Dave Hilliard and the Rock City 7, a saxophonist out of New York City, largely with more of the ska-oriented scene, but someone who explores not the college cod Rasta, not the novelty trinket ska, but folks who are really exploring the roots of it, be it Jamaican roots, be it the jazz, be it the rhythm and blues roots, all of those, the deep roots of ska music, much more substantial, much more robust music style than is often given credit for. And so two cuts there from his record Playtime. We had Hilliard Street and Ugly Man Blues. And again, as noted earlier briefly, Dave Hilliard goes into great detail in the liner notes about his discovery of his own sort of American and North American music styles by way of a Jamaican and African music such as ska, and something which brought him back around to discovering things like big band music and all forms of jazz and improvisational sort of American sounds. And that, and everyone who listens to this show regularly knows that this show's chief mandate, apart from exploring the edges of, you know, countercultural subversive music styles, the particular edges that we love to explore on this show are the spaces between experimental jazz, rock and roll, punk, and sort of the cross sections and corners of those idioms. And so very, very interesting journey for myself as well, coming around to all these sorts of musics through the back door of something like ska. Lots of back doors in music, and though none of those should be left closed, none of those stones should be left unturned, all of these very impure music styles have so many exciting things to offer to those who wish to explore those crevices and nooks and crannies. Speaking of crevices and nooks and crannies, we've had some wonderful music being brought into the station by our library technician and outreach coordinator, Stephanie Tierney, and Steph has wonderfully brought in some great jazz that we're going to get into in this next batch. So without further ado, I'll just give you some of that. We got some folks from the Songlines label coming up. We got some Jordy Haley Trio coming up. And starting things out, performing the music of Wayne Horvitz, this is the Westerlies, again off the Songlines label, with a number called Wish the Children Would Come Home. And you're listening to Local 107.3 FM, Campus Radio St. John out of St. John, New Brunswick. Smash Blocked right here with your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. You're listening to Smash Blocked on local 107.3 FM out of St. John, New Brunswick. Heard Thursdays from 9 p.m. to 11, Tuesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight, and also heard in Edmonton on Free Radio Edmonton, Saturday and Sunday nights. Check local listings, get to your Googles and get that information. We have switched from sort of an autobiographical jazz overview of this Mad Boss sound operator to some new music that has wonderfully been brought into the station by virtues of our current outreach coordinator and library technician, Stephanie Tierney. And in particular, in this last set from the Songlines label, Vancouver-based jazz and avant-garde label, we heard starting things out was the Westerlies performing the music of Wayne Horvitz with Wayne in tow. We had Wish the Children Would Come On Home. We had after that Michael Blake doing with an analog acoustic electro sort of combination that was a tune called Road to Lusaka. And lastly there, the Peter Epstein Quartet giving you a little more something straight up in the jazz department, but no less tasty. A number called Tiny Exploding Universe. And we'll hear some more from those groups as we go on in the coming weeks. Got some Jordy Haley Trio coming up, as well as Gord Gudina and Mark Helius, doing a two-part sort of jazz and exploratory episode. Next week might get noisier. This week we tried to keep it on the jazz trip as a bit of a palate cleanser, following some of the more rock and guitar-oriented music we've been playing on the show as of late, although, you know, we do are pretty bad at keeping a narrow focus on the show. But definitely going to stretching things out on tonight's episode with some different kinds of sounds, ladies and gents. And yeah, I'll just get right on down with it. Coming up from Gord Gudina, someone who is no stranger to this program if you've listened to it, and again from the Songlines record label. This is a number called Fierce Point. You're listening to Campus Radio St. John, local 107.3 FM CFMH. And again, major thanks to all of you who supported us during our fun drive last week. I didn't mention earlier, it looks like we're breaking the 3,000 mark, which is about 2,000 more than we expected to get this year. And let's make another grand next year. What do you say? Thank you so much to everyone who contributed to the station. It is endlessly appreciated, your support, constantly. Gord Gudina, Mark Helius, Fierce Point. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. We're concluding part one of what will be a two-part jazz and probably next week definitely noisier avant-gardist sort of sounds. And we've been sort of hinting in that direction. We've been trying to keep it fairly jazz-oriented, though. But next week's definitely going to get a little more avant-garde, a little more unruly. However, this week has been no exception for some unruly, however recognizable jazz sounds. We had in the last set of music from the Songlines label, starting things out, Gord Gadina and Mark Helius with Fierce Point. We had lastly there two cuts from the Jordy Haley Trio from their record Polar Bear. We had Diska Trukchin and Fritz lastly there. I believe the ensemble on that is drums, trombone, and guitar. And I got to see Jordy Haley play as part of the Open Art Series here in St. John last year. I believe it was, which Stephanie mentioned earlier, and outreach coordinator and library technician Stephanie Tierney, who also coordinated a large portion of that series last year. Anyways, and which is a good note, if you're paying attention to the local FM schedule, watch for a show called Open Arts, which Steph and this year Andrew Miller is hosting. Steph has hosted in the past, and wonderful avant-garde, sort of neoclassical music concrete, audio art, collage sounds, excellent program, and all of which are represented live as well every month at the Interaction School Sanctuary Theater as part of that ongoing series. So find, go to your Facebooks, look for Open Arts, look for Third Space Gallery, and you'll find out all about those things that are happening every month if you are liking what you're hearing tonight and music of this ilk and music which you'll hear next week. Going out now, we're going to play a virtual hit song for all of y'all. We're going to send y'all out with a big scorcher, big barnstormer, arguably the first bebop record ever recorded following the musicians' writer's strike, I believe there was at the time. But going back to 1945 or so, if I'm not mistaken, this is The Bird, Mr. Charlie Parker and Coco. You got Max Roach in here, you got Dizzy Gillespie in here, if I'm not mistaken. You're listening to Local FM, Smashed Block, with Sir Lord Bobby Babylon. Thank you.